Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. I am Susan Jane, your host for this podcast, and it is going on all the podcast stations, but it's also being videoed as well. So we have it live, or not live, we actually have it videoed on the Art of Intuition YouTube station as well. So today I want to talk about how we use intuition in our everyday lives. Now, when we're doing this, we often aren't aware that we're even doing it. And I think that's what makes it so interesting and so there was a lot of aha moments for me when I was doing this. Now, I just wanted to go through a couple of them and give you an understanding. But first of all, I need to explain to you again what I believe intuition is. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, you've sort of got an idea of where I'm going with it. If you don't, again, it's your own perception of it. And you can look at it however you choose to look at it. I will explain how I look at it. And I can give you an understanding why I see it that way. So first of all, intuition is the communication between that spiritual aspect of ourselves and the physical aspect of ourselves. So I look at like the human body, the physical human body is one element which we can see. And then we have this spiritual being that comes into this physical element while we're in vitro, well, while we're in the mother's womb. So we come on board then as a spiritual being. And when we look at it, the spiritual side of us is that side of us that is forever. It goes on and on and on. We can have this, when they refer to eternal life, that's that spiritual side of things. That's our spiritual being. I often refer to it as the soul, a soul of us. And that spirit element of us, that soul element, is eternal. You can go into different lives, different aspects. And when they sort of say reincarnate, well, when we look at reincarnation, people tend to believe that you come back in the same body or you come back in the same way. It is so very, very different. And yet in reality, that is basically what it is. We do actually reincarnate, but we come into a different physical body. Now, if you can imagine your physical body has gone through the DNA of your parents and your parents' parents and your parents' 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 parents, and it just keeps on going, all right? So when we look at the DNA and we look at that element of us, that gives us a lot of structure around who we are and why we are and what we are and our health aspects and our visual aspects and all sorts of physical elements that this DNA that has come through. Now, they believe that cells in the physical aspect do have a memory. Now, I tend to agree with that. I do agree with that. But when we say a memory, because they are a physical cell, I see that memory from this lifetime only. Any other memory prior to that is from the spirit side of us, not the physical side of us. So although when you talk about it, when we look at it in different ways, that DNA has to be in there to be able to create blue-eyed babies all the way through the different generations. So there, I don't know about the cells being memory, you know, going from generation to generation, but certainly the DNA goes from generation to generation, and that will change and morph and different things like that. The cells having a memory, yes, I do believe the cells have a memory, but they have a memory of the now, like here. They may have the memory of giving birth, like what it was like. They have the memory of when you first have an accident, you know, or I jammed this finger in the door when I was a child, and I'm starting to get a little bit of arthritis in. I'm starting to feel it. Now, couldn't remember it all that time ago. So there's got to be some sort of a memory, something being held on there for it to start to trigger these different aspects. So we have all that physical side of us that we do have to be quite conscious about. And that physical aspect of us does rule a lot in our lives. It does make a difference in what you may choose to do and what you choose not to do. So we've got that side of it. Then we go back to that spiritual side. Now, if you can imagine that spiritual being that has come into this physical body has gone into other physical bodies over the generations, over the years. It doesn't mean that as soon as you die, your spirit's going to go into another one. It sits on hold for a while. Now, why does the spirit come into the physical body? That's a pretty good question. And the only answer I can give you for that one is the fact that in a physical body, we have our five physical senses. The spirit doesn't have five physical senses. The spirit has a knowing. It has a sense. It doesn't necessarily have the sense of touch or the sense of smell or the sense of sight. So it doesn't have the five physical senses. So for the spirit to learn and develop and grow, it actually has to come into a physical body to get that understanding. Now, when we look at it in that aspect, we've got the physical side and we've got the spiritual side. They do need to communicate. Now, the physical side of us will tend to go in a particular way, and the spirit needs to go where it needs to go. It's come into this body for a learning, and it needs to be able to guide this physical body. Basically, like driving a car, you've got to guide this body to the learnings and the understandings that you are trying to achieve as a spirit being. Okay, I know it sounds a little bit technical, but if we look at it in two different aspects, one spirit, one physical, the physical's got all this understanding and all this past DNA and information from all of its, the physical side of the world, and the spirit has got all the learnings from the spiritual side of it where it's come into different bodies, and they've got to communicate. They've got to be able to talk. They've got to be able to do things, not necessarily talk in a manner that we're talking. But it's like if you're trying to drive a car, you're the spirit and the car is the physical body. And with these cars nowadays, the physical body, the cars have all these little sensors that tell you when you're reversing, what you're looking at. It tells you if you're getting too close to cars. We have those automatic brakes. If you get too close to a car, your whole car just slows down. So when you're trying to drive a vehicle like that and it's doing whatever it's doing, it's not necessarily as easy to operate. If you were trying to fly an airplane, if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to go all over the place. A helicopter, helicopters know them because of the way it can move, whereas a plane tends to go forward. Well, it's supposed to go forward. A helicopter can go in all different ways. So can you imagine, you know, jumping into a helicopter and trying to steer it? So we've got to be able to communicate. We've got to know which buttons to press, where to go, how we can operate that, how we can do that. Is it a lever? Is it this? Is it that? And we're looking at all those different ways. And this is how intuition is. This is how it's trying to communicate with us. So our spirit is sitting in there, and it's a spirit we've had for a little while, but this spirit's interacting with this physical body, which we haven't had before, and that's a little bit interesting. And we're trying to get somewhere. So the spirit needs the physical body in order to learn. And the physical body wants to do its bit as well, and still be able to go where it needs to go. Now, this is why we often get these like yearnings. You don't feel like you're doing what you're on earth to be doing. You just don't feel like you're following your purpose in life, or you just don't quite get where you're going or what you're doing. That is coming from the spirit, because it's the spirit that's got the purpose in life, not the physical body. The physical body's purpose in life is to get that spirit to where it needs to go. So it is the car that the physical body is basically just the car that's going to take them there. The spirit is the driver, and he needs to be able to guide, or it needs to be able to guide the right way. So how do I know that? Well, when I've talked about this in prior podcasts, so I won't go into it too deep. It still gets a little bit emotional, but I've had a couple of experiences. One was quite a horrific experience where I was pack raped, and what had happened was I actually left my body, and I was watching it happening from outside. It was really surreal, and I will go into it again one day and give you a full understanding of it. But there's times to do that and there's times not to, and I don't feel today is the time to do that. But I just wanted you to understand that I have left my body, and that was a particular forceful situation. And the best part about that, it gave me an understanding that what was happening. I didn't get the understanding until, you know, 10, 15 years later. But as soon as I got that understanding, it was like, oh, now I know what was going on. It happened at that particular time, almost 12 months to the day, I had a near-death experience where I actually died, and the doctors brought me back. And I went through this a very similar, I can't say it was a similar situation, but I know I left my body. I couldn't work out why people, you know, when somebody's standing over you, you've got, if you're laying down and you've got people standing over you, right, they're looking over you, because I had passed out. And I knew that they were looking over me. And then I stood up and moved up, and their gaze didn't follow me. And it was like, what are they looking at? They're not looking at me. And I headed up. So there was that situation. And then, oh, quite a few years after that, when I realised what it was, quite a few years after that, I actually did it deliberately. I left my body deliberately, and they call that astral travelling, where the spirit leaves the physical body, and that was amazing too. Very similar to the time of the attack, in the element that I was definitely left to my body, but I could see it all happening. When I had the near-death experience, you didn't hang around. You went away. And I'll go into that again another time, but you'll get sick of hearing it, so I won't share it all the time. So I know we have two bodies. I've had it three times. I've got that very, very clear understanding that we've got these two elements to ourselves, the physical element and the spiritual element. And when I started looking really deeply, when I started doing all the research into intuition, that's when I worked out, well, it is actually the communication between the two. Now, when we look at the physical side of things, we're getting information all the time from the environment. Well, first of all, we got it from our physical body anyway. When we've been born into this world, we've already got that. We're also getting it from the physical environment around us, and holding on to those experiences that way. And we're also getting it from the social environment around us, and we're holding on to those experiences that way. So we've got three sort of elements there that we take this information in, this energy information in, to the physical side. On the spiritual side, we have the same, or we have a similar. We have a lot of emotional energy is one of the ways that we bring in information that way. We can also bring it in psychically when we're bringing information in from other spirit. And then the other one, the main one that I like to focus on, is we bring it in intuitively. And that is from our spirit that is attached to the higher consciousness, the greater good, God, whatever you want to call it, that other aspect, other worldly aspect, I guess you'd call it. It's another element. So what we can see in our physical side, we can understand where we're getting this information and what's happening. When we're looking at the spiritual side of it, it is a bit more challenging to understand where you get it from. And this is where I want to get into this understanding. When you're doing intuitive readings, or when you're using your intuition, these are the ways that we can use it. Now, if we were getting information from other spirit, we can call that channeling. You'll hear a lot of people will go, oh, my guides are telling me to do this. That's from another spirit. Okay, so that's fine. That's cool. That's what we're doing it. And you're getting that information relating to that physical side. When it's an emotional aspect, it's like you're standing with somebody and you start to pick up the information from them. So you sort of go, oh, they're feeling a little bit off. What's going on? You know, you start to bring that intuitive information from the local surroundings, and that's where we get a lot of that emotional energy coming through. So we've got the emotional energy from the surroundings, from people around us. We have that psychic energy coming from other spirit, and then we have this full intuitive energy, which is coming from our God source, or our, there's so many names for it, you know, the greater consciousness, all of that, the that higher realm of living where we've come from, and we're in this body, and we're always attached. We're attached with these like beams of light, or this aspect. Now, I don't want to get too woo-woo-woo, but what it all boils down to is when we look at our imagination comes from our spirit, okay? Now, if you can't imagine it, your spirit hasn't lived it. Your spirit hasn't experienced it. We can only imagine what we already know. And we don't necessarily have to know it from this life. We can know it from other lives. Okay, when we look at logic is from here and now, from this life and from this living, from this learning in the physical realm. Now that's the logic side of it. Okay, so we've got the imagination, the spiritual aspect, and we've got the logic, the thinking, the physical aspect. Now when we're doing the logic and areas like that, it's what we've learned through our life. So when we're the older we get, we often get more logical because we've had a lot more experience and a lot more understanding. And we basically know that if we don't clean up the bedroom, no one else is going to do it. So it's sort of logic thinking, you know, whereas as a teenager, I thought if I don't clean up the bedroom, I don't care. So we've got this sort of element where we're going along that line. So when we look at how we use this intuition or this information that we're getting from the spirit side or spiritual side, I don't want you to feel that it's always somebody else. It's not necessarily a spirit. It can be direct source from you, and it can be that emotional energy that we pick up from other people. How do we work out what the differences are? That's what this is all about. And being able to use it in a regular manner on everyday life. Now, why this all came up for me this time was I did a big spreadsheet for work last week. Now, I work 20, 25 hours in a job, and I do this as my passion. So I still need to get some money in, and I don't want to charge for this. I want to just do this. So I work. Now, I did up this great big spreadsheet, and I'm quite a logical person, as I said before. I did up this great big spreadsheet, and it was like, okay, logic, we need to have this here. We need to get this here. Put all the formulas in. If this equals that, then that equals that, and let's divide this by that and all the rest, you know. So I've done up this great big spreadsheet. And I gave it, we have our meeting once a week on a Wednesday morning, and a virtual meeting. And so I put it forward and put it up on the screen and said, you know, I put up this spreadsheet together. We need to get an understanding of, you know, how many clients we can have on board and rah, 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 and this and that. And this is our hours and this is what we can do. And so I put it all out there. They were quite blown away with the detail of it. I told you I'm a detailed nerd, with all the detail of it and the understanding of it. And the boss said, I just don't understand how you even thought of that. What made you even think to do that? And that was the aha moment, because my aha moment was, yes, my logic created that big spreadsheet. It was all like a whole lot was logic. But my intuition told me to create it. It didn't tell me how. It just told me to create it. It was like things were happening. And I remember saying quite lately, and I've talked about it last week in the times of stress, I remember saying, look, help me out here. What do I do? And that was when this came through. It was like, it's got to be down. It's got to be down in visual so people can see what's going on. And that's when I went, right, easy. So I started doing it, started doing up this spreadsheet. So the intuition allowed me to create this logical spreadsheet. Now that's great. That's where people like the light bulb guy. Oh my God, I'm shocking. Where a lot of these inventors, Leonardo da Vinci and these different inventors, they talk about intuition. I've got it in my book. They talk about intuition because it's those intuitive messages you're getting that spark it off. And that's when intuition comes in first, logic comes in second. Okay. Good, point taken. We can get through that. We can get that understanding of it. And those intuitive messages that come through there, you don't say, oh, that sounded like great-great-granddad. You don't say anything like that. You don't say, oh, I got this feeling from somebody. When you get a true intuitive message, it is truly from your soul, from you, from who you really are, from your God source. So that's the intuitive side of it. If it's, oh, from my angels, from my guides, then it's more of a psychic message. And if it's from somebody local, somebody in the environment closer to you, it's more of an emotional message, or emotional energy coming through. Now, when, and this is the challenging part, when our intuition is trying to get us to go this way, go that way, and maneuver this physical body to where it needs to go, we will use emotional energy. We will use whatever energy we can, if it's psychic, if it's visual, if it's physical, it doesn't matter. Your spirit will use what it needs to get you to go to where you need to go. Your soul will do that. So I digress now. So when I did this spreadsheet, I had that intuitive message. And it wasn't a big aha moment, I can assure you. It was just like, I've got to do that. And it wasn't until they said, how do you even think of doing that, that I went, oh, okay, that's my aha moment then, because it was that realization of what I'd done or what had happened. So when we start to look at that, we start to get another understanding to it, because that is where intuition is guiding logic. What happens when we do the flip? And logic starts to guide our intuition. This is when we start doing things like card readings and flower readings. That's why I do flower readings. That's why I've got the flower reading courses. When we do a flower reading, what it's doing, it's giving you the logic to start with. So we look at this flower. Hang on, let me get, here's one I prepared earlier. Oops. So we've got this flower here, right? Now, when we're doing flower readings or card readings, it doesn't matter what it is, we're initiating the logic to bring in the intuition. So when we start looking at a flower, say this one, we're doing a flower reading, we look at it logically and we'll go, all right, what's the stem doing? That's path on the journey. What's the leaves doing? What do they look like? What color are they? We look at all that logical aspect. Mm-hmm. And as we start to do that, the logical side of it, we start to allow the intuition to come through. So we all start with this logic. Okay, so the leaves are this shape. So, oh gosh, it's all broken. The leaves are a big round heart shape, which means they're more of a feminine aspect, and leaves are guides, which means we've got more of a feminine guide helping you along. They're at the front of the image, if it's a photo, they're at the front of the image. So that means that they're in the forefront of you. They're not to the back of the image. They're not really behind you. They're not from the past. They're in front of you. The leaf is above the flower. So it is more of a spiritual guidance for you, which of a feminine nature. And it's all that logic that we're starting to put together when doing a flower reading. Now, as that logic starts to come through, we also start to bring forward the emotions and we start to bring forward the intuition that comes with it, all right? So where intuition has snapped me into creating the spreadsheet, using my logic to create the spreadsheet. Now, when we're doing flower readings or card readings, because they're images with cards, when we're doing flower readings or card readings, we look at the logic first. So if you have done tarot readings or oracle card readings, you get an understanding of what the card means, and that's your logic kicking in, because that's what the card means and that's what the color of these flowers are. The logic comes in first, and then as you start to do your reading, you will start to feel that intuition coming through then. So we start to get that understanding. Always remember to give yourself a little bit of a break when you're doing intuitive works. Not necessarily a break. What I mean is, don't expect it all to come out at once. So when you're doing it, when you're learning to develop your intuition, and you say you're using flowers or using cards or whatever you're using, what you do is you start to sort of get an understanding of it. So you've got your flower in front and you say, okay, the logic is, what color is this? What does that mean? You look it up and you go, okay, that sort of means that, or it could mean that. These two words are jumping out at me, so they're the ones I'll go with. And you sort of let that go a little bit and move on to something else, and then you might come back to it. And what you need to do is, when you're allowing the logic to lead, you need to bring forward, even if you're verbalizing them, bring forward and say, oh, the leaves are this color, the leaves are this shape. And then you allow the intuition to come to sort of permeate through a little bit more, and you allow that information to come through and you get used to doing it. Now, when I'm doing things like if I've got a client in front of me and I'm doing some work with a client, I'll start saying different things, and I'll pick it up and I'll go, yeah, no, I was thinking that there was you might be getting pink flowers. What does pink flowers mean? I'm not really sure. Oh, actually, well, pink means this, and the flower looks like, and you start to let it come forward. You don't have to know it all at once. And often when I'm doing a flower reading or something to that effect, I've often done it where I've gone the next day and I've sort of gone, oh, actually, that sort of means that too. So it could be this. I'm getting this feeling that we should be doing it this way or should be doing it that way. So don't necessarily expect these big aha moments, because they don't always happen, and they can happen later. As with the spreadsheet, the aha moment happened a lot later when somebody said, why did you do it? And that was my aha moment. When you're doing these sort of logics first, like you may have the death card come out. Are you doing a tarot reading? The death card comes out. Now, a lot of people straight away go into the panic. Oh, death card. You know, am I going to die? Well, guess what? You know, we all do that eventually. but the thing is that you start to pick up. Now, if somebody is fearful of that, then you start to ease them off. You're picking that up, that emotional energy up intuitively. You're picking it up. So you pick it up and you start to share it with them, and you don't say, no, you're going to die. You ease it off and you explain it as it comes through, and it starts to come through and go, no, actually, I'm experiencing it. It's starting to feel like a death, not in the family, but almost like you're getting rid of stuff that you don't need anymore. And 2021 is definitely one of those years, getting rid of those things that we no longer need and no longer viable. All your life, your everything is going to start to change, and it's for the better. You're getting rid of the excess that you don't need. So you start to change it up. Now, getting rid of the excess can be a bit challenging. It can be painful. You may not be ready, or you may not feel like you're ready to get rid of it. So there will be elements of pain and discomfort, but we don't have to bring that up. And intuitively, as you start to pick up the other people's information and what's going on, you'll be able to express it in your way, in how your spirit wants to express it, or how you're going to help that other person. So there's lots of ways of us getting this intuitive information. But that my biggest aha moment last week was definitely that we can get it. We can lead with logic, or we can follow with logic. So when we can do that, when we get the understanding that we can do it with logic, either lead or follow with logic, then we know we can learn. we have that understanding of being able to teach ourselves or learn how to do it or get a better understanding of it. So always, always ask. And when you receive that information and you receive it in strange ways, just you action it. Be mindful of how you action it. You know, like I do cryptocurrency. I love cryptocurrency. And we just had this great big dive in the cryptocurrency. But I know that I've not put in big money. I look at it as I don't see it as gambling. I feel like I've got control over it. However, whatever money I put into that, I'm also very, very aware that I might not get that money back out again for it could be a couple of years. All right. The only way you lose with cryptocurrency is when you sell. And if you sell it at less than what you pay for it, you will lose. So the idea is to purchase it when it feels right and hold it. And if it goes up and you want to sell it and make some money, go for it. If it goes down, don't sell it. Hold it until it goes back up again, because the majority of them will go back up. I mean, you know, there is some other coins out there that are not so good, but you have to learn that, and that's the logic coming in. You know, I find that with mine, because of this big downturn in the market, and there's a lot of people that have gone panic and sold and lost money. I don't. I look at the opposite way and go, oh, everything's dropped. Yes, my portfolio's dropped. But at the same token, it's a great time to buy because everything's dropped. I know that that coin was worth this much money when I purchased it. It might be down here now. Where's the video? But it might be down at the bottom now. So it's not an ideal time to sell. That's logic. It's an ideal time to buy. Now we start to think of, okay, when am I buying and how I'm buying? And that's when you start to really tune into your intuition. And don't get me wrong, I'm still not that good at it. and look, there's still times when the emotion takes over. And one of the things I've sort of said to people regarding crypto is that if you can control your emotions, you can control your investment. That's basically what it boils down to. You control your emotions, you can control that investment. Because when it's all diving, you don't dive with it. You just sit and hold. So the biggest issue with cryptocurrency is if you decide that, oh, I'm going to do it between here and here and I'm going to sell it 2 years' time, it may be at the bottom of the market, it may be at the top of the market. You just don't know. So one of those things is you've got to be on ball really and grab it while you can. But yeah, I'm not going to go into that too much because my intuition is still learning on that. I think the emotions take over a little bit too much sometimes. But anyway, that's what I wanted to say. I wanted to show you or explain to you that logic can actually help your intuition come out, especially when you're doing readings, and intuition can trigger your logic to go and move along and do something. So imagination is from the spirit and logic is from the physical side of things. So in all these things that we do, we have that element of it's either a physical element or a spiritual element to it. So we need to get that clear so we can communicate with each other so we know what we're doing. If you're feeling like you're not following your life purpose, that is your spirit saying, I'm not meant to be here. I'm meant to be doing something else. We're not in the right path. So they're the sort of things that we need to be aware of. And as we're doing them in our everyday life, you'll be quite surprised. When you start to say something and you go, well, where did that come from? Because you've said something so out of the ordinary and so profound, or not even profound. It's just something that you know you haven't thought of. It's just been said. That's when your intuition is kicking in. Just acknowledge those moments. That's all you have to do. Acknowledge them. Went, whoa, okay, that was a bit strange. What happened there? Or I've seen that and I've seen that and I've seen that. Why have I seen them? You know, three times. All of a sudden, there's three times that the same thing's happened. Why is that? And you're asking the question. You'll get the answers, but you're starting to acknowledge that you're seeing these things happening. You're starting to acknowledge that you're aware of your intuition. And that's the main thing. So I'm Susan Jane. I've got to stop talking. I've done well. I'm just over the 30. Anyway, well, let's not talk about that. have a great day, guys. You can connect with me on intuitive personal development. We are going to start doing some live streaming on that little one, and it's all to do with cryptocurrency as well, actually. I've had a lot of friends that want to get further into it, and we're just doing this real basic understanding of it. So that's going to be on there. We're doing that, I think, every Monday night, Australian Eastern Standard Times. So we're looking at that and just sort of getting people to take away that fear and sort of just go, you know, follow your gut, but also follow your logic as well. So I'm going to say goodbye because I'm doing it again, talking too much. Have a great day and or a great night or a great weekend, whenever you're listening to this. Stay safe and, don't forget to like and subscribe and, you know, do whatever you have to do and don't miss out anyway. And I will see you next week. Okay, bye for now.